A lion's head sits within a ring of film tape above a mask and laurel branches, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ars Gratia Artis, trademark. Over a gray background, a large lowercase g appears. Below, Gladden Entertainment Corporation. Daytime, outside an apartment, a man sprays the sidewalk with a water hose, a young man with dark hair and a dress shirt and tie strolls out.
Oh, God. Are you, Richard? Hot enough for you?
Yeah.
Gladden Entertainment presents, a man stares at a woman. A Victor Dre production, a young man with brown hair exits a graffiti-covered entryway, he crosses the street. He wears shorts, an open button-up collar shirt over a t-shirt and tennis shoes. Andrew McCarthy. Under a street sign that reads Central Park, Richard sits on his briefcase and wears a paper over his head like a hat. Jonathan Silverman, he checks his watch. A yellow title appears, Weekend at Bernie's.
Does this look like 10 or does this look like 10:30?
Morning, Richard.
Good morning.
You're a half hour late.
Only a half hour?
Usually 45 minutes late. I'm early today.
I see.
Did you hear that?
They head into Central Park. Catherine Mary Stewart.
You gonna join me today or what?
Coming.
A man pulls a gun.
Give me your money, your wallet.
Oh, get your ass out of here. It's too hot.
Larry shoves the gun out of his way and continues. The gunman shrugs. Terry Kaiser.
Oh, color me old-fashioned, Rich, but I just love the park on a Sunday.
I'd love it more if we didn't have to work today. Come on, let's go.
People ride bikes and lounge on benches. Music composed by and performed by Andy Summers, music supervisor, Dick Rudolph. Kids play by a fire hydrant.
Let me open that for you, alright?
A man twists the hydrant's knob, water sprays and knocks him over. Larry and Richard step over him. Film editor, Joni Chapman. They stroll through a large empty marbled hallway. A security guard sips from a can behind a desk. Behind him near the elevators, another security guard sits with his legs up on a podium. Director of photography, Francois Protat.
Hot enough for you, Larry?
No, Harris. Why don't you turn up the heat?
Okay, I'll tell the engineer.
Executive producers, Robert Klain, Malcolm R. Harding.
Cheap bastards. Turn off the air conditioning on the weekends.
Harry tosses a paper by a bin and enters the elevator. Richard puts it in the bin and enters the elevator, written by Robert Klain. Produced by Victor Dre. In an office, Harry and Richard sit at their desks. They review documents. Richard types before a computer. Directed by Ted Kotcheff.
Let's go to the beach.
No.
We're gonna be here our whole lives.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Larry grabs a stack of papers from Richard's desk and runs.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Give me those papers.
These papers are going to the beach.
We are not going to the beach.
What, these? They're coming to the beach.
Yes, we're going to the beach.
We'll see you at the vibe. Oh, that was beautiful. Replay.
Larry hops over office chairs.
Give me those papers.
Larry sits back on a chair draped in a beach towel.
You think it's safe to go in the water?
No, better not. You just ate. You might get cramps.
I'll risk it.
On a roof, Larry stands from his beach chair and slides in melted tar toward an inflatable kiddie pool, his shoes stick in the tar.
Before we get back to the four tubes on that big Liberty Party Marathon...
He removes them and plops in the pool. Richard sits in a beach chair and reviews the document, cigarette in his mouth. Larry pulls off his socks.
Oh, Christ, will you shut that thing off?
Larry lifts the radio. Tar sticks to the bottom. He returns it.
Hot, humid, hazy, and horrible.
This sucks. I am so unhappy. We should be at a real beach.
There are no more real beaches. I mean, we go to Jones Beach and float around in the hospital waste. Then again, Coney Island's always real nice. We could go there and watch the fish disintegrate in front of our eyes.
Shit.
Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn... Hold the phone, buddy. I got it. I got the $2 million. Where are your pages?
Get your pages.
Oh, my God.
You are not going to believe what you see.
Okay.
Turn to page 28.
28.
Right 28.
After 27.
Got it. All right, you got it? I want you to turn to page 41 now.
41.
Look at line 18. Okay?
Yeah.
You see it?
I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
You see it?
What about it?
You're such a stupid piece of rat shit.
Hot, hot, hot,
hot, hot, hot, hot. I'm being barbecued here. Ha, ha.
All right. Okay.
All right, buddy. I'm going to explain it to you real slow. Okay. There was more than one check issued on the same life insurance policy claim. One in December of 87, another in April of 88, and two more in June. Making any sense?
Yeah, he died four times.
Yes, yes. According to this, he died four times.
So somebody screwed up. It wasn't us, was it?
No, no, it wasn't us. Don't you see? Don't you see? We just uncovered a $2 million error. We're going to be heroes. We're going up the corporate ladder.
This is good for me.
Yes, this is good for you, and I think it's good for me, too. It's
That's
good
great.
All
I'll
over.
I'll tell Lomax first thing in the morning. What page
no, 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 no. Leah, let me tell him. I'll tell him.
We'll both tell him.
Okay, buddy.
They high-five, then pry their hands apart. In the marble hallway, they walk through a crowd of men and women in business attire.
What's your name?
A sandy blonde-haired woman in a white dress walks before them. She peers over her shoulder.
Stop staring at her.
You haven't shut up about it for 2 months. Ask her out already, will you?
No. I don't know what to
say. She's a summer intern. She'll be gone in a week.
No, I can't. I have no idea what to say.
Say hi. I want to go out with you.
I can't say that.
Why not?
Because.
Come on,
there's too many people
it's
around.
It's New York City. There's always too many people around. Excuse me, miss.
They crowd into the elevator.
Oh, shit.
Good weekend, Bob.
Richard stands behind the woman.
You gonna say something?
Shut up.
You're blowing it.
Shut up. Please.
Larry taps her shoulder. She looks left. Richard moves right. She looks right. Richard moves left. She exhales.
Thank you.
They exit after her.
Okay. Try witty, say. Do you know what looked good on you? Me. Richard, that is a very good line.
Enough. Look, if I wanted to talk to her, I'll talk to her.
Okay, talk to her.
No, I don't want to. I can't.
Richard, talk to her.
Would you stop?
Talk to her.
She's right here.
Okay.
Talk to her.
Oh, you want me to talk to her?
Yes, I want you to talk to her.
Okay, shut up.
Excuse me.
She smiles. She lifts her brows.
My aunt is very sick.
She frowns. He leaves. She looks at Larry. Larry walks away. She furrows her brow.
Now, don't flagellate yourself over this, Richard. It was a very good effort. You'll get her next time.
Why didn't I just say that? Larry, I don't even have an aunt.
So what?
Anything going on?
There are these messages, and you're late for the creative sales meeting, Mr. Lomax.
Excuse us, Mr. Lomax.
Let me get that, sir.
Sammy, Hank, how are you?
Right, Richard. Richard Parker, sir.
Larry Wilson.
Well, whatever. There's nothing from a Dorina, a Martha, Judy?
No, no.
Well, that's our tough luck.
Excuse us, Mr.
What?
Lomax. There's something really
Gentlemen,
like
please,
to show.
Wait, wait. Shh, shh, shh. It's Monday morning. After lunch, right? Quite a bit after lunch.
Shoot.
Richard eyes the woman at a cubicle. She types at a typewriter. He lifts his briefcase and shields his face. He peeks at her. They buy hot dogs at a vendor cart.
Yeah, I got it, Francois.
Lomax exits a red Porsche of LA.
Rich! Look at Lomax!
A thin lady stands by Lomax.
Oh my God. Look at her!
My God.
Jesus, that guy. beautiful apartment, house at the beach, babes, a boat, a car. You know how much it costs to park a car in Manhattan every month? More than my rent.
Well, I mean, it's only fair. His car is a bit bigger than your apartment.
They walk.
So my apartment is small. It's dark. It's hot. It's in a high crime area. Beats living at home with mom and dad.
All right, enough. Just until I can afford something decent. Something without wall-to-wall cockroaches. All I gotta do is just keep setting my goals and working hard and I'll be fine.
So naive.
In the office.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I hope your aunt feels better.
What?
She said, I hope your aunt feels better.
My aunt? The sick aunt?
Yes, she's fine. We thought it was a...
Hey, Mac, either get on the elevator or get off the elevator.
I'll be back.
Larry shakes his head and ambles off. In the bullpen.
And I lose again.
I won. Lair, I have a date.
Kidding.
No. Gwen and I, Thursday night, 8 p.m., dinner.
Fabulous.
It was the clumsy approach. It worked.
You're going to want to borrow my apartment.
No. But thank you. That's sweet. But I can't do that to you. Thank you.
Rich, she finds out you live with your folks. You're going to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, I know. But I can't do that to you, Lair.
Larry rolls to Richard's desk.
It's a cockroaches, isn't it?
Well,
they scatter when the lights go on.
Mr. Parker, Mr. Lomax will see you now.
I feel lucky.
No, I only want the Maserati if it comes in that jet black. Look, if you can't do it for me, I'll just have to take my business to another dealer.
Lomax waves them over.
Yeah. So paint it. I mean, how hard can this whole thing be? Right. All right. You see, that's better. See how easy it is to do business with me?
Lomax points down.
Yeah.
They sit.
No. No trade. Strictly cash. Right. All right. Good.
Larry holds the document. Tar splatter covers the back page.
Gentlemen, what have you got for me?
Richard?
Well, as you may or may not know, Mr. Lomax, Larry and I have been reprogramming McKinley. Where is he going?
I don't know.
What are we supposed to do?
A photo of a speedboat.
But that thing moves up.
There.
Jesus.
Put that back.
It's what a beautiful boat.
Lomax sits at another table and pulls out a cigarette case. Richard and Larry hurry over to him.
Gentlemen, we're saying?
Yes, well, as you might have heard, Mr. Lomax, Larry and I have been reprogramming the accounts on the new computer system.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thanks. And,
Sir, it's a very big job, actually.
Big job. We've been working hard.
It's a very big job. In fact, I've been at it for quite some time now. Weekends also.
Weekends, late.
Well, why don't you show it?
Well, thank you, Larry. Well, we've come up with something that we feel you should know
about.
You have
them both
there? Yes. Page 28 and 41.
41.
Larry beams. Lomax eyes them.
You sure these figures are accurate?
Yes.
Positive.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lomax.
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie. Call me Bernie. I mean, my father is Mr. Lomax, right?
Huh? Okay, Bernie. Yes. It's all there in black and white.
We both worked on this one, Bern.
E.
Hmm?
Bern E.
Bernie!
Papers.
Right here, Bernie.
Bernie grabs glasses.
If anything has to go, I'm glad it's my vision and not the old joystick, you know what I mean?
Larry hands him the document. Bernie rubs his fingers together.
That's computer ink, sir.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Look,
you see, there are multiple checks issued because there were several policies written. Huh? What you didn't take into consideration is that it's normal especially when using a fluctuating COL index to combine. Look here, a package containing both short-term and straight life policies and an overall insurance portfolio. Now, you're wasting my time.
Bernie walks over and looks out a window. Larry's eyes widen.
Richard worked on that part, sir. That's true, Mr. Loeb. Bernie, but if you were to look at the back page where the policy indexes are, you'll notice that the remaining policies are dated after the policyholder died. Bernie.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. Gentlemen, this is good work. Very, very good work.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
I hate to say this, but Bernie, it appears as if somebody's trying to defraud the company.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Perhaps we should check back records.
Somebody tried to smoke it past the wrong guy.
No smoking. Gentlemen, how long have you two been working here?
19 months and a week.
I'm not really sure. A little longer, I think.
Longer? Larry, I was here before you.
No, Richard, I trained.
Larry, trust me,
Richard,
I came in January.
Richard, I trained
came
quite
the
a few
tail
people.
Tail May.
Bernie,
I think
Richard,
in January,
I
you came
you.
The tail
I
end.
Trained quite a
Gentlemen, what I'm saying is that I think there's a big future here for a couple of bright fellows like yourselves.
Thank you.
But I would like to go over these numbers again with you, just to make sure you know that you've gotten everything. The only trouble is if someone is trying to, like you said, smoke it past the wrong guy, I'd like to just keep it confidential. I mean, there's no sense in sending up a bunch of red flags, is there?
Absolutely
no,
not, Vern. No.
If you would like, we'll work late. Yes, I mean, we'll work weekends.
Weekends are very good for me.
Weekends. Good idea. Give us plenty of time together, no distractions. It is Labor Day.
Bernie stands by a wet bar and holds a glass.
I got an idea. How would you two like to come to my house at the beach?
Us? Me?
Yeah.
Hampton Island. Ever been there? Well, you'll love it. When we're not working, there are plenty of distractions. There are women swimming, boating, famous people.
Bernie shrugs.
Well?
Love to! Okay.
Good. It's settled. Oh, we're going to have a good time, I guarantee. I'll have my secretary write down the directions for you, give you the ferry schedule.
The ferry schedule?
Yeah, it's the only way to get there, unless you do have your own boat. I don't know.
No. I've never even been on a boat, Bernie. I was once on the Staten Island ferry with my folks.
Whatever,
I was
whatever.
A kid.
Whatever. You come out Friday night, you're going to have a great time, I guarantee it. I'll even drive you back to the city myself on Monday. Oh, okay?
We don't know what to say, Bernie.
Hey, you don't have to say anything. You two uncovered what I think you uncovered. Old Bernie here owes you both a great deal. I mean it. I mean it sincerely. Now get out of here. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on.
He loves us. The man absolutely loves us.
You have to kill them, Vito.
In a restaurant, Bernie sits with Vito, a man in a black suit, Marty, a man in a gray suit, Polly, and a woman with red lipstick, Tina.
Bernie, let me explain something to you. We don't do that anymore. We're a corporation now. We're in the market. We invest in real estate, car rentals.
Parking lots.
Parking lots.
Parking lots, that's good. I mean, I understand that, but...
Didn't I order the walnut dressing?
Yes, you did.
Taste that.
Tina eyes Bernie.
Does that taste anything like walnut dressing? Tell me.
Under the table, she slips her foot between Bernie's legs.
Should I have Paulie go and talk to the chef? Yeah.
She twirls her toes against his thigh.
Raspberry vinegar. Yeah.
Vito. Excuse me, Vito.
She wiggles her toes over his crotch.
Vito?
Vito dabs his face with a napkin and looks up.
I know how important food is to you. I mean, but we've got a problem here.
Bernie, I give problems. I don't get problems.
Bernie pushes Tina's foot away.
How do you propose to handle it?
Let's make it a murder-suicide job. All right? Okay, gentlemen? I'll plant some money, fake a note, and they can take the rap and... I mean, I won't even have to change the books. What do you think?
Vito chews and looks at Marty. Marty nods.
I like it.
is creative.
Vito glances at Polly.
I'm a little rusty, but it'll come back to me.
Okay. Do it.
Oh, this is good. I mean, this is really good. Good, 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 good. I think we're going to have some fun. I mean, real fun.
Vito sips his wine and glares at Bernie.
I have to get going. I really do.
What, no dessert? They do a wonderful cream brulee here. It was delicious.
No, gentlemen, I really must be going. Thanks for dinner, Vito.
Tina stops mid-chew and grabs her purse.
I gotta go powder my nose.
She kisses Vito's cheek and leaves a red lipstick stain. He tilts his head at Marty. Marty leaves the table. Vito wipes the lipstick from his cheek with a napkin.
Forget the accident with the two guys. Take care of Lomax. He's getting too careless. Too greedy.
Vito picks his teeth.
Besides,
screwing my girlfriend.
Outside, Tina storms to Bernie.
But you said we were going to spend the weekend at the beach.
Tina, honey, you heard the conversation. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do about it?
Barney, I told Vito that I was going to spend some time with my mother.
She lifts her leg and runs her hand over his face and chest.
Barney. I have to see you, Barney.
No.
She gropes him.
Wait a minute. All right, wait a minute.
What?
I've got an idea.
What?
You, 9 o'clock, Friday night. I'll be at the apartment. Just use your key, all right?
I'll wear something special.
I bet you never had sweet and sour matzo balls before.
No. Glad you finally asked me out.
You are. This weekend together, right?
I'm spending it with my folks.
Are your folks in town?
No.
No. Well, is this the intimate evening I promised you, or what? Do you think there's anywhere we could go where we could just sit and talk and not have to scream and get run over by garbage trucks?
Hey, want to throw her in?
How are you doing?
I'd invite you to my apartment, but I have five roommates.
Five?
And they're all at home doing their hair right now.
That's a lot of hair. It's clean. I like that.
Well, it's either that or living with my parents, and I don't think that's such a good idea.
No, I can't blame you. I mean, who'd want to live with their folks? That's so good.
Do you have any roommates?
No. Roommates? No, none.
Well, why don't we go to your place?
Oh, come on, baby. Demi, you're not a woman. Are you Demi, you do? Come on.
At Richard's apartment. She looks around, he looks over his shoulder. Green and red sofas sit by a coffee table. Richard heads for a lamp.
Why are you tiptoeing?
Because the people who live downstairs, they're very light sleepers. They get angry when I walk.
Why are you whispering?
Am I?
Yes.
I am. That's because of the walls. They're too thin. Make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Richard looks in the hallway and slides a door closed. He opens the fridge. Gwen touches a cabinet.
Ooh, look at this teak. I mean, this whole apartment. Sort of, 60s style.
Yeah, I know. I've been meaning to redo that for years.
No, I love it. I mean, it's very hip. I think you've done the place beautifully.
Well, I like it. It's home.
You know, that's a side of you I never would have expected. I'm very impressed.
Are you?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, well, this apartment has got to be expensive, so obviously you could have taken me to some flash restaurant instead of that.
Is dump the word you're groping for?
You didn't like Jaime's Hunan? It's a four-star dive.
It was great. I loved it. It's just that some men would try to impress women by pretending to be something they're not.
I agree. I absolutely agree. That's a terrible way to begin a relationship, pretending to be something you're not. Oh, God.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but how do you afford a place like this?
Oh, well, I don't like to brag. I just feel uncomfortable showing off my money, but I've made some wise investments. I dabble in the stock market. And of course, my parents are... We're rather well off. Do you want to sit?
She frowns and sits.
They passed away?
Mm. Yes.
They must have been young.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I can trust you. They were in a train accident. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was with trains, but they just always... like to travel on trains.
I'm sorry. How awful for you.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought trains were so much safer than planes.
Well, actually, a plane fell on the train.
He simulates a fall on her hand. She leans close and kisses him. They sink back in the couch, he reaches above and turns off a lamp and braces her. She glances up. An older man walks out in his underwear to the kitchen.
Richard!
Gwen.
Richard!
Gwen.
Richard, there's a man in his underwear in your kitchen.
Shh! No, he's with me. He's my butler.
You have a butler?
Yeah, shh, don't get him started, he'll go away if he's just being quiet, but just out here.
Shh. Oh. Sorry, I didn't realize you had company. Good evening, young lady.
That's all right, Monroe.
His steps falter and he stares at Richard.
Yes, just will you please just go lay out my navy blue suit for the morning, please?
How about if I lay you out?
Very well.
You let your butler talk to you like that?
Well, he's a vet. He's got a steel plate in his head. It's Gwen, it's not what you think.
Goodbye, Richard.
He slouches his head to a pillow. Daytime, Bernie drives his speedboat. He wears a blue windbreaker and gold steel-rimmed round sunglasses. He docks. A name printed on the speedboat reads, Premiums.
I'll grab the bow line. Hey, Speed, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Lomax.
There you go, my friend. Buy yourself a girlfriend, huh?
He walks along the dock. People lounge on yachts.
Where have you been, Candy, huh? Hey, Bernie, how about a drink? A little bit later.
A man in a Hawaiian shirt dashes to him.
Yo, Bernie, the cocktail flag is up. Come on,
a little bit later, man.
Booze and women, that's my lifestyle and I love it!
Hang on!
A crowd of people stand around colorful umbrellas near a line of golf carts. Bernie hops in a red Porsche golf cart and speeds off. At the ferry dock, Polly exits with a group of men and women. The dock sign reads Welcome to Hampton Island. He wears khaki pants and a white blazer with the sleeves pulled up to his elbows. Bernie drives along a sandy beach to his large modern beach house. He pulls by the garage. The sign near the boardwalk reads Bayshore Walk.
George, how are you?
Nice to see you, Mr. Lomax.
A man sits in the garage.
What the hell are you doing here? I fired you last week.
Just want my 90 bucks.
Yeah, bullshit.
Lomax.
You drink all my liquor in the toilet, still don't work. Now I don't want to see.
Ow! Ow!
Go on, ow!
Hey, come on, Lomax. Hey,
get out of here.
Ah!
Bernie runs upstairs, through the front door, a gardener's watering can sits.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lomax. I think you need a little B12.
Whatever.
Hello, friend Bernie. If you leave a message, you'll get right back.
Bye, Mr. Lomax.
Bye. Hello. Hey, Lomax. It's Paulie. I just got to the island.
You're early. Those two little schmucks aren't coming until the 6 o'clock ferry, and I still have to plant the note.
Yeah. So where's your house?
It's on the point, top of the dune.
Uh-huh.
Look, Paulie, don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, the point is, I just want to be back in New York with an alibi, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Bernie wipes his brow and bolts. At the ferry dock.
Oh, God! Brent, it's leaving! Come on, Richard, I told you we should have taken a taxi from the station.
There's another boat in a half hour.
We'll miss the big party. Come on, Rich, we got it.
Larry, get that.
Here's me.
Come on.
Sorry. Come
on,
Drew. Mind yourselves here.
What are you doing? Larry, we are not jumping on this boat, you hear me? Listen to me, Larry, we are not jumping on this boat!
I got it!
They fall on their stomachs.
Christ.
He's a cake.
Elbow.
Thanks, pal.
Huh? Larry, this ferry isn't leaving, it's docking.
Okay, we're early.
You schmuck.
On the ferry, a crowd of men and women dance and hold cups. A bartender serves drinks. Larry dances through the crowd.
I'm so depressed. Made a fool out of myself last night.
Of course you did, Rich.
I think I should have stayed home.
What are you talking about? We've been summoned to the mountaintop here. This is good for your career.
Yeah.
You know, by the time this weekend is over, I promise you won't even remember what your name's name. I'll get you a drink. Come on.
Look, I'll see you later, huh?
Oh, goodbye, young man. Nice talking to you.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
At the beach house, Bernie sits at a desk and types a note on a typewriter. He slips the note in a briefcase and stands from this desk.
Ah!
Polly stares.
Oh, boy, I didn't hear you come in.
I know. I'm real good at that.
I told you the guys aren't here yet, didn't I? I did?
Good. Quite a shack you got here.
Well, it's home. It's...
Ooh, can I have a cigarette? Cigarette.
Sure.
Polly sticks him with a syringe.
Ow! Ooh, what was... Whoa.
He grabs Bernie's waistband and tosses a baggie on his desk. He slumps Bernie in the chair.
Quite a ride, huh, Bern?
Polly shoves the baggie and syringe in Bernie's pocket. He slips the sunglasses on Bernie. Polly pulls a clergy collar out and wears it under his jacket. He buttons his coat and pulls out a straw hat. On the Hampton Island dock, Larry and Richard stroll with a crowd of people.
Warriors day out or what? Where's Bernie? That guy right here. It says it's the last house on the point, top of the dune. Pardon me, Monsignor, sir, could you tell me where the top of the dune is?
Bless you, my son.
Thank you, Father.
Look, we'll find it.
Okay. You know, it's an island, right?
How hard can it be?
They walk toward the colorful umbrellas. On the ferry, Polly smokes a pipe and rides away. On the beach, a lifeguard sits on a tower. Larry and Richard trek up.
Yo, is this Bernie Lomax's house?
Sure is.
Wow.
Holy shit, huh?
Look at it.
Come on, Rich.
They walk onto the deck.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my God. He's got a pool. He's got a goddamn pool at the beach. It's heated. I love this man.
Oh, this is inspiring. Look at this view, huh?
I am
getting laid.
Sure beats Coney Island.
They peer in glass doors.
What, should we just walk in?
No, we'll stand out here all weekend. Come on, we're house guests.
Oh. Hello, Bernie! We're here! Amazing.
They stare around the living room.
I'm home. Excellent. Admit it. You're glad you came.
Okay, I admit it.
We got 3 days of this ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, this is something.
I mean, a place like this must go for what? $1.6 million? $1.7 million? Unfurnished?
Good God, that's a Liechtenstein!
What? Where?
Not the piano, the painting. It's an original.
Of course it is.
Now, all this could be yours, Lair, if you set your goals and work hard.
My old man worked hard. All they did was give him more work.
A woman in a bikini jogs in.
Bernie! Hey, Bernie around?
Hello. No, haven't seen him, but we just got here. We're going to be here all weekend. We're house guests.
Well, tell him Tawny Bard is about to go skiing.
Hi, Tawny. I'm horny.
Oh, hi. Look, don't forget to tell Bernie, okay?
Okay. Tawny, you wouldn't happen to know where Bernie is, would you?
Oh, he's probably making the rounds. Everybody parties from house to house, but they always end up here sooner or later. Bye!
And you didn't want to come.
I was wrong. I admit it, I was wrong.
Larry looks in a mini-fridge at the bar.
Oh, my God. Nothing but champagne and caviar. Pierre Jouet, huh? This guy is my idol.
Hey, don't open that.
Why not? We're house guests, Richard. Come on, you want some?
No, thank you. This is strange. Where is our host?
You're a Tawny. He's out partying.
Come on.
Let's check out the rest of this joint, huh?
This is fabulous.
They stroll past a large dining table.
There, I found it.
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie, how you doing? Great place.
Hope you don't mind, but we just walked in. We didn't know that you...
Bernie?
Shh.
Richard waves.
Yeah? Wow. Not even dark out and he's out of his skull.
Well, Larry, he's been working awfully hard, you know.
Burn?
Larry smacks him.
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie!
Hey, don't slap him! That's your boss! I know. He's meditating.
No, he's not. He's like dead, man. Come on, let's
all right, yeah, on. Yeah, we'll get the blood circulating and everything.
They grab his arms and lift.
Here we go. Eating
slow okay, now. This way. This way, okay. Richard. All right. Here we go.
Come on,
come on,
Bernie.
That's it.
Oh,
move
man.
Those feet, Bernie. That's it, boy.
Damn.
Get him up.
Get him up.
Where are you waiting, Richard?
Move those feet. He's going to be hurt. Oh, loose him. Loose him. Put him on the couch. Put him down.
They tumble face first on the couch.
Can't just leave him like this, you know.
Come on, Bernie. Come on.
They flop Bernie over. Bernie's hand rests on Larry's crotch.
Get your hand off me, Bernie.
Larry flings Bernie's arm across his chest.
I'll make the coffee.
Larry strides to the bar. Bernie's head slumps on Richard's shoulder.
Don't you worry, Mr. Lomax. We'll make you some coffee, fix you right up. Tell you what, let's just make you a little more comfy. That's better. There you go. Oh, you're dropping things right out of your pocket here.
Richard picks up the syringe and baggie. He sets them down and scoots away.
Larry!
Yeah.
You want to come in here for a minute, huh?
Yeah, look, Rich is instant okay.
That's fine.
Good. What?
Look what I found in his pocket.
Larry lifts the baggie. Richard pulls out his sunglasses and sticks a lens under Bernie's nose. Jeez. Richard's jaw drops.
I never knew he was into the drug scene. God, look how much is here. This is not recreational, Rich. This is a career. This man needs some help, you know that? If he's not careful, he's gonna wake up one morning dead. I watch 2020. I know the statistics.
Richard holds Bernie's wrist.
I read.
He tosses Bernie's arm.
What?
Larry Lomax is dead.
Richard gestures a neck chop. Bernie's arms are outstretched over the top of the couch.
I can't be.
Larry waves his hand before Bernie's face. Larry's mouth hangs open. He sits next to Bernie.
Why do these things always happen to me?
Richard rests his head in his hand.
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
I
Why would he do this, huh? I mean, he had everything. House, cars, women. This is tragic.
I don't understand why he couldn't wait until Monday to kill himself.
Look, we have to call the police, huh? I mean...
And how am I going to get back to the city? He promised me a ride.
Knock it off, Larry. Who cares about a ride? We're talking death here.
I mean, this is just my luck. I finally catch a break at the office, finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, and wham! Gone!
Wait a minute. What am I going to tell them? Huh? I mean, they might think we had something to do with it.
You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. They were so jealous. I mean, I loved it. Now what am I going to tell them?
I don't know.
Richard bites his nails. Larry shoves the baggie in Bernie's pocket and stands beside Richard.
Bernie, baby, both of you, get off your asses. Party time! Should have been out there sailing with us today, Bernie. Sun was fabulous, wind was fabulous, we had a great time. Oh, hi, guys. Love you, darling, just love you. You know, you could use a little sun. We're going out again tomorrow if you want to go. Lie on the deck, catch those rays. Don't worry, I'll help myself.
He's dead.
Larry and Richard gawk.
That's the idea, is it? Cheers.
Hey, Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey, dude, you need to pump some iron.
A bodybuilder grips Larry's shoulder.
So, Bernie, what about your Porsche? Have you had a chance to think about my offer? You know, $30,000 is more than decent price for that car. Look, you just think about it. Take your time. Don't rush into anything. See you later.
Excuse me.
Harvey, you promised me a review on the front page of the Sunday Times book section.
I know, Alice, but he won't bend on it. He says there's no interest in the subject.
No interest in the subject.
Pardon me.
What's the book about?
Whether Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were secretly married.
Eyes, nose, and breasts.
How much, though?
A little tuck here, a little sand there, a little lift there.
Do I need that much?
These people, where did all these people come from?
Floating party. Happens every weekend. Like a drink?
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'd love some champagne, thanks.
Two buff guys in matching tank tops rub Bernie's shoulders.
Gotta move your workout till late tomorrow afternoon, B. Liza's made it over for the weekend, and I had to give her your regular time.
One cracks Bernie's neck.
Thanks, Klaus. I got it.
See you, Buck.
Yeah. Ah. Feels good, eh, Bern? You're really loose. Never seen you this relaxed before. Keep it up, huh? I gotta go. Duty calls.
A woman in a bikini nestles up to Bernie.
Yeah, boss.
Hi, Bernie. I hear you've got something for me. A little present.
She checks his pocket.
Playing games, are we? It's gotta be in here somewhere. I think I found something. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Larry rubs his head.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
A tennis player plops beside Bernie.
Okay, Bernie, I'm gonna shoot the wad. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm gonna go 40,000.
Bernie's head flops.
No? He'll be begging me.
We have to call the police.
Oh, hi.
Here.
The man hands Larry champagne. Partygoers pour champagne and sit around Bernie. Richard holds the telephone.
Hello, is this the police?
Yes, Rick? I got an idea. Now, I know it's gonna sound funny, but just hear me out.
No, Larry, why is the hair on the back of my neck starting to stand up, huh?
Okay, now, Richard, we could call the police, Rich. We could do that, but you know where we'd be spending our weekend? In some goddamn hot police station answering questions we don't know the answers to. Now, obviously, Bernie felt he owed us something here. Some small little favor for discovering those mistakes at the company and everything. I mean, that's why he invited us out here for the weekend in the first place. It seems to me it would be almost disrespectful not to grant him his final wish. Now, all I'm saying is, why don't we just pretend he didn't die? Just for a bit.
Oh,
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
No, Richard, I love that man. He loved me. I know he loved you. He'd want this. I mean, Richard, he would really, really want this.
Yes, operator, can you give me the police, please? Thank you. Incidentally, you're a disgusting human being. Gwen.
On the deck, Gwen strolls up with a woman.
Well, hello, Gwen. At the Bay Police Department. Hello? Hello? Hello, police department.
I'll call the police. No, you know, you were right. Bernie would have wanted it this way.
No, Richard, I think we should call the police.
Larry, just give me 10 minutes, okay?
Take 20.
Hi, Athleta.
The tennis player sits next to Bernie.
$45,000. Plus free tennis lessons. That's it. Take it or leave it. Bernie? Bernie?
Is this guy a tough negotiator or what, huh?
Keep the piece of shit.
Larry hops over the couch, sits with Bernie and slings Bernie's arm over his shoulder.
Oh, what a bass.
A woman sits on his hand.
Oh, Bernie, you animal, you are insatiable.
You slay me, Bernie.
Bernie, I've got to talk to you.
Bernie's a little wasted right now.
What? Wait. Okay. I can't blame you if you never want to speak to me again. Actually, if I were you, I wouldn't want to speak to me either. But I just want to tell you I am sorry for being such a jerk last night. I don't know what got into me. I hope you can forgive me.
Gwen smirks.
What's kind of funny seeing your father in his underwear and everything?
So you do forgive me?
No, but it was kind of funny.
I will never lie again. Honest.
So what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Lomax invited me and my friend Larry for the weekend.
Oh, moving up in the company?
Yeah.
I saw this great play.
Larry eyes a woman in a pink jumper.
Yeah. You're on your own for a minute here.
Great writer.
Harry taps a cigarette and sits by her.
Well, hello. I'm Larry.
Fuck off, Larry.
Okay.
He throws the cigarette.
Oh, by the way, how's your aunt?
Who?
Your aunt?
Oh, she passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Didn't you say you'd be spending this weekend with your parents?
Yes, I did. I am. They have a house here.
Great.
She looks behind Richard.
There's Bernie. I wanted to thank him for my summer job. I'll be right back.
No!
Richard looks around. People startle.
What?
Nothing.
She furrows her brow and walks through the crowd indoors. Richard follows.
Go see Bernie about it. Go see Bernie.
Oh, Gwen, darling. How are you?
I've
ever told you I never liked the name Gwen on you. No, to me, you'll always be Vanessa. Her father and I, we went to Harvard together.
You're probably right. Oh, Bernie.
Here we go, sugar. Move it over a little bit, okay, baby?
I don't understand why we have to move him, Rich.
Oh, don't ask me any questions, Larry. Just move him.
Oh. Here we go.
Ready? I can't believe I'm touching a dead body.
Here's your boss. Come on. Let's go.
Whoa. Bernie falls on a man.
Oh, what a kidder, huh?
Oh, Bernie.
You're all just darling. Come on, you have too much again, you big knucklehead.
Come on, let's go.
He's crazy. Here we go. Walk it off, big guy.
Nice outfit. Look even nicer. Crumpled up on my floor in the morning.
Polyester doesn't crumple.
By the pool, between Larry and Richard, Bernie's legs dangle.
Bernie! Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Bernie! Bernie? All right. Okay. Look me in the eye.
In unison with Larry, Bernie's head flops forward, then back.
Yes, I knew it! Thank you, Bernie! Thank you so much!
This guy's like family.
You're beautiful.
He hugs and releases Bernie. Bernie fumbles over the railing.
Bernie
lands in the sand.
Oh, God. Hi, boys. Great view.
Hello there, how are you?
I give it an 8.3.
Larry, we can't just leave him there, you know.
Richard.
Larry points. Gwen stands on the coastline.
Girl, beach, sand, surf, moonlight. You ever see Here to Eternity, Rich?
She strolls away.
You're right, we'd better get him.
30 minutes, then we call the cops.
Not a second more.
Richard dashes away. Larry strolls up to two blonde women.
Ladies, how are you?
Richard jogs up behind Gwen.
Hi. Are we allowed to talk or anything?
She smiles and moseys around.
Why'd you leave the party?
I just don't feel comfortable with most of those people.
I don't really know any of those people. I just know New. No. Bernie.
Besides, I figure I can thank Bernie tomorrow. You know, there's more privacy.
Uh-huh. Where are we going?
There's a beautiful view from up there.
Oh, great.
They enter a lighthouse. The white walls are scratched and worn.
Ever been in a lighthouse before?
No, this is my first time. This is great. So does anybody live up there, like a lighthouse keeper or someone?
No, it's all automated now. Come on.
They ascend a staircase.
That kind of takes some of the romance out of it.
Does it?
From below, the square staircase spirals up. Light beams from the top of the lighthouse. Bernie lies in the sand. The tide reaches Bernie.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
They step out the trapdoor.
Oh, you're right. This is beautiful. My God, you can see the whole island from up here. You know? I always wondered how these things work.
Richard, don't.
Ah, I can't see.
Watch out for the trap.
Oh, God. Oh.
Door. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Richard sits on a step and holds his arm.
Oh, that one works.
Richard, are you okay?
Oh, fine, yeah. I fell down a couple of stairs.
Anything broken?
No, nothing's broken.
Sure,
No, a little pain, but I'm all right. I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Here. Hold on.
The good news is I can see again.
He wraps his arm around her shoulder and hobbles down. They walk on the beach.
I'm so sorry, Richard.
No, it's okay, really. I've always wanted a limb. I must thank you. This has been a great date. I hope my major medical covers it. What?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Oh, no. But the look on your face.
This really hurts when you're like, I think I got a crack for it.
Do you want to sit down?
No, I better not. No, the way things are going, I'm going to break my ass.
Okay.
Okay.
They plop down. They kiss. He caresses her cheek. Richard lies on top of Gwen.
I had a crush on you since the first day I saw you at work. Oh, I'm crazy about you. This is so right.
The tide washes Bernie to shore.
Oh my God, this can't be happening to me.
It's happening to both of us. You're right. It's all right.
No, this isn't right. Oh. It's all wrong. Not here in the sand.
What?
You deserve more than this. You need music. You need flowers. You need candles. You need... You need to get out of here.
Al, are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm very serious. You could catch a cold. Where do you live?
Dune walk.
Waves break against Bernie. Seawater foams over his body and washes him back and forth. Richard zips inside, on the sofa where Bernie sat. A man sits with his eyes closed.
Larry! Larry! Oh my God, are you dead too? Mister? Hello? Oh, Jesus, what is it with this place? Larry! Hello? Hey, how are you? Party's over. You gotta go home.
Where's
now.
Bernie?
Still Bernie. Swimming there.
I had a wonderful time.
Okay,
I'm sorry I have to leave so early.
Have fun. See you at the next one. Larry!
Richard dashes past the stairway. He eyes Larry's shirt on the railing and ascends the stairs.
Larry! Larry! You in there? Come on out, Larry, right now.
Go away.
I need to talk to you. Can you just give me 30 seconds? Bernie is waiting for us. Look, Bernie isn't going anywhere, okay? I need you, Lair. Bernie, he needs you too.
They carry Bernie across the deck.
How am I supposed to know that the tide is going to come up that high, Richard?
I don't want
to
talk about it, Larry.
I don't understand why this is becoming all my fault.
Bernie! Did you invite somebody over?
Of course not. Well, somebody's here.
Well, you shove him in the bed and we'll say he's sleeping.
Tina stumbles up the boardwalk. She opens the front door and slips to the floor. She stands.
Where the hell are you, you son of a bitch? I got you now, you two-timing bastard. Who the hell are you? Where's Bernie?
We're Bernie's house guests. Who are you?
I'm his woman. And I'll kill him if he's cheating on me. Now, where the hell is he? And don't try to cover up for him either.
He's not here.
I haven't seen him.
I don't believe you. I'm gonna tear this place apart.
She exits the room and throws pots and pans.
That's his woman?
I guess so.
Larry rubs his head. She returns. She clenches a knife.
Where the hell is he?
He's in the bedroom.
Is that so? Well, he better be alone.
She ascends the staircase and stumbles.
God damn it!
Fun while it lasted, huh?
Look, what difference does it make, Larry? We might as well get this over with.
You know, this is good. She discovers the body, she calls the police, huh?
Fix me a drink, will you? Oh, I hate it when they scream.
Larry opens a champagne bottle. Marty stands on the beach. Marty looks up at the glass bedroom walls. Tina enters a room. Bernie lies in bed. She drops her robe. Marty lifts binoculars. His mouth opens. Downstairs, Larry and Richard sit on a sofa and drink champagne.
Well, what gives? She's been up there, what? 10, 15 minutes?
I don't get it.
She prances and descends the stairs. Larry and Richard share a look. She hops up on a bar stool and smokes a cigarette.
Got a little scotch?
Sure.
Richard hops up and walks behind the bar. Tina looks in a handheld mirror and powders her nose. He pours her a drink.
Did everything go okay up there?
Never been better.
Larry rolls his eyes.
All good.
She sips. Larry guzzles. Richard sits next to Larry.
How do you like that? Guy gets laid more dead than I do alive.
No, she couldn't have. He couldn't have.
I get yelled at when I just lay there.
She slams the empty glass on the bar, puts her compact in her purse, and hobbles out. She stumbles toward the Hampton Ferry dock. Marty stands by a payphone.
Vito, I'm telling you, Lomax is alive. She was with them for at least a half an hour in the bedroom.
Bedroom? What are they doing in the bedroom?
I'd rather not say.
What the hell happened to Paulie?
Yeah, maybe Paulie is rustier than we thought, huh?
Well, what a night. Great, isn't it? It isn't over yet.
Oh, it is for me. I'm dead. No offense, Bernie. I just gotta lie down for a minute.
Hey, suit yourself, Richard. Whatever you like. I'm going on to find the next party.
Okay, but just wake me up when you get back.
Okay, sure. Whatever you like, buddy.
Oh, because I gotta call the cops.
Of course you do. And in the morning.
Have a clear head.
Okay. Good night, buddy.
Okay. Don't forget. Wake me up.
Richard lies on a sofa under a blanket. Daytime on the deck, towels, bottles, and floaties litter the area. Larry enters with two glasses.
I made these a little sweeter this time, okay, Bernie? God, it's glorious out, huh?
Bernie lies in a lounge chair.
Here we go, my friend. This should do it.
Larry places Bernie's hand around a drink and a cigarette in his mouth.
How'd you do here? Ooh, Oriental. Ouch, I think I own that one. With hotel, ooh, $550. Give me six, we'll call it square.
Hey, Bernie, Larry, great party last night, Bernie, your best ever.
Ladies, hello, how are you today?
Great.
Fine. Are we doing it again today?
Oh, absolutely, you know we are.
Great, we'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies, we'll see you later.
Larry marionettes Bernie's arm.
Is this great or what?
He swats flies on Bernie.
Okay, coming out, my turn. Shooter now! Yes! Parking 500 for me!
On the Hampton Ferry dock, in a captain's hat, Holly stomps through a crowd.
Bastard. I own it!
In Bernie's beach house, Richard stirs on the lounge and stretches.
$46, my friend. Call it 50. Thank you! My turn. Here we go. Lucky 7 coming out. Check. Before you get out of jail free. All right. Fine. Your turn. I'll roll. Here we go. Coming out. Community chest. Second prize in a beauty contest.
What are you doing?
Hey, play Monopoly. You want to play?
No.
Here we go.
How did he get down here?
He walked.
He walked.
Good morning.
Bernie's arm rises.
God, you are just a sick man, Larry. What time is it?
It's 11:30.
11:30?
Uh-huh.
You let me sleep till 11:30. I have... When did you get a Rolex?
Oh, this.
Good God.
He didn't need it anymore.
That's it. We're gonna go to jail. They're gonna arrest us. I'm calling the cops.
You know, I wanted to call him yesterday, my friend. It's very upset. Richard, look. Let me just say one thing here.
Richard, there is no reason to get pissy about this.
Richard picks up the phone.
Richard?
Ooh, it's for you. Gwen!
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I just came by to talk to Bernie. I didn't get a chance to last night, so...
Oh, no, you don't. Bernie and I are in a very big business meeting.
Now?
Yes. Bernie has such little time, so can you come back later?
Wait a minute. What happened to Mr. Romantic? I mean, candlelight, flowers...
Yeah, I know, but Bernie is tied up right now. It's a bad time.
What's going on, Richard?
Okay, I'll tell you. I probably shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but at this point, why not? Mr. Lomax is...
Larry dashes outside.
Mr. Lomax is... my boss. No, I work for him at the insurance company anyway.
Polly sneaks under the deck.
Ooh, Bernie.
heel. Want to get you out of the sun, huh? Here we go.
Larry lifts the back of the lounger with Bernie and rolls him across the deck.
And we were really looking forward to coming out here and all. And well, when we got here, Mr. Lomax, Bernie was...
His lip quivers.
Dead.
Dead. Like you said, your mother and father were dead. And your aunt, she's dead too,
no,
right?
No, different kind of dead.
Larry wheels the lounger to the edge of the deck. Bernie slips from the lounger off the deck and lands beside Polly. Bernie's arms rest on Polly's shoulders. Polly chokes him.
Then how come I saw Bernie with you and your friend at the party?
Because
Gwen raises her brows.
You don't believe me? Okay, I'm gonna prove it to you. Come on.
Richard.
This is not gonna be fun.
Bernie lays limp under the deck. Polly chokes him. Polly holds his wrist, drops Bernie's hand, and leaves.
I know you think I'm crazy, but...
Larry sits in Bernie's lounger and sips his drink.
Well?
Where's Bernie?
Oh, hello!
Bernie. Where's Bernie?
He went for more daiquiri mix.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
You know, Richard, I don't know what this game is you're playing, but this is ridiculous. I'm out of here.
Quit. I'm not playing any games with
you.
I'm telling you the truth. Bernie's here.
Larry swats a fly.
Where is Bernie?
What, you bastard, did you do with Bernie?
Larry points over his head.
I'm phoning the police.
In the office.
There's no dial tone. 97 buttons. I don't kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Where's I can't get this thing stuck.
On the coin, top of the dune.
Was the off button here?
Look, Polly.
Okay. Just
don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
Right.
Play that
back. I just got it stuck,
Richard,
Larry.
Play it back, please.
Hey, Lomax. It's Polly. I just got to the island. You're early. Those two little schmucks aren't coming until the 6 o'clock ferry, and I still have to plant the note.
Yeah. So where's your house?
It's on the point, top of the dune. Look, Polly, don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, the point is, I just want to be back in New York with an alibi, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We were on the 6 o'clock ferry.
And we're two schmucks.
Kill us?
Lomax? Bernie? He's gonna have us killed?
Kill us? Why?
I don't know! Unless he's the one who's been stealing from the company.
Son of a bitch, he's gonna kill me! I like the guy!
Okay, he said something about a note, right?
I know, Richard.
Well, let's find it.
Richard opens drawers and ransacks through papers. Larry picks up a notepad and cases over the desk. Larry bounds over to a cabinet and rummages.
Bernie, you lying swine.
Richard plops a suitcase on the desk. He opens it. He gawks at stacks of money.
Holy crap.
What?
Richard holds up the money.
Larry?
Larry bolts over to the briefcase.
There's $100,000 here, easy.
This is the note. Listen, Richard Parker and I stole this money from the company.
Larry drops the money.
To pay for my sex change operation.
What?
That's what it says.
Now he tells me he loves someone else. I can't live with that, and neither will he. It's got my name on it. Oh, God. Son of a bitch. I mean, it's not bad enough he's trying to kill me. Now he's turning me into a drag queen.
Why couldn't he say you were going to have a sex change operation?
Larry, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter, Richard. It does matter. I have a reputation to protect here.
For Christ's sakes, Larry! No one is going to have a sex change operation.
Larry furrows his brow.
Oh, yeah. I gotta call the cops.
Operator.
Yeah, operator, the police, please.
You mean Ed? He's out on the beach somewhere.
Okay, well, when do you expect Ed back? Because it's a bit of an emergency.
I don't know. Wanna leave a message?
Yeah, help. Okay. Let's get out of here. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we have to do is we have to get off this island and maybe not get killed doing it.
Wait a minute!
Well, tell me you have an idea. Tell me you have a brilliant idea.
I have an idea.
What is it? Lomax told whoever he's talking to not to kill us if he's around, right?
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh?
Oh! Where's Bernie?
Right there.
Larry points.
There's no Bernie.
It's gotta be Rich. I dumped him here myself.
Well, where is he?
Richard points.
Larry?
Below, a small boy buries Bernie. Bernie's head sticks out from the sand.
Excuse me. Hey, kid.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you want?
Hey, you little brat.
What are you doing?
What are you
doing? Hey, get out of there, kid. What the hell
are you doing? You can't beat it, you
little... This is private property. Hey, you.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, shut up.
Who are you talking
to? You lousy...
They run off the deck to the sand.
Hey, scram! Get off,
you little bastard!
How'd you like to kiss this?
Bigger problems over
here. Kiss my ass? What kind of home training is that?
He buried all of Bernie. Jeez. Come on.
They sweep sand, grab Bernie's feet, pull, and fall on their butts.
Come on.
Inside, Bernie lies on the floor. Richard vacuums sand from his body. He vacuums over Bernie's face. Larry sweeps a broom over his body.
Good thing for you, you're dead, pal.
I actually felt sorry for you, you ratchet.
It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Larry.
What?
His toupee hangs from the vacuum nozzle.
Jesus. I never knew he wore a toupee. How do you like that? You can hardly tell.
Who cares? Who cares? What are we going to do about it? We can't take him out like this. Killer might not know it's Bernie and shoot us.
They dash behind the sofa.
So long, Larry. It's been fun, but not really.
Goodbye, Rich.
A gun peeks out from around the sofa.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is... Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is...
Richard and Larry cower. The little boy peeks out and flips them off.
You little bastard.
You little mutt!
Never mind him!
I am gonna rip your gums out! I am gonna get that little kid!
What are we gonna do with Bernie?
Richard tosses the toupee on the coffee table.
Ha. Oh, boy. Come on, Bernie.
Richard leans Bernie against the coffee table.
Put it on him! Put it on him!
Larry staples the toupee.
Brilliant.
On the ferry, Polly struts by the bar.
Some book on the rocks.
Ming.
At the beach house, Larry wheels a wagon before Richard.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Okay.
They flop Bernie inside.
Okay. You're taking that out. Get the car. Go.
Bernie droops back in the wagon. His head bumps and drags along the deck. Larry drives the red cart to the side of the ramp. The wagon flips over and Bernie rolls on top of the cart. They sit Bernie in the middle.
Hey, Bernie! Bernie! Hey! Bernie, wait a minute!
They're cooking us.
Who cares? Get out of here!
Richard holds Bernie's head on his shoulder. Bernie's arm dangles around Larry's neck.
Hey, Bernie, looking good!
Hi.
Hi, Bernie!
Hello!
He flips Bernie's hand.
How are you? Hey.
Bernie, I've got to talk to you!
Jesus, he's behind us. Shit, is that the killer?
How do I know, Richard? Should I stop and ask him?
No, just try, just go!
Hey, Bernie, I've got to talk to you!
Doesn't this thing go any faster?
This is it. We've got to talk!
Bernie's head bobbles.
What about our arrangement?
Come on, Larry. Move it! Move it! Move it!
They take a turn off the road and drive the opposite direction. They circle back.
Larry's gonna leave!
Hold it!
Wait! We're gonna
get... They stop at the ferry dock.
Let's go! Rich.
Bernie dips over.
Grab a leg! Wait! We can't just drag him in. He's gonna look like he's alive!
Okay. Idea.
The crew removes the dock rope.
Okay, your right leg on three. Okay. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold the boat!
They hobble forward, Bernie's shoelaces tied to their shoes.
Hold the boat!
Hold the boat! They wave Bernie's arm.
Hold the boat, please!
Hold on, we'll be right there!
Polly double takes. They trot along the dock with Bernie.
Here we go! Hold on! Come on, Bern!
Polly's lip quivers.
Hold it! Hold the boat!
Shit! No!
Huh? What
are you doing?
Stop the boat!
Look at this fool. He wants to get off. We want to get on. I'm gonna kill you.
What?
That's right. The good news is you don't have to worry about anybody else murdering you because I'm going to do it. This was all your fault. Now we're going to die on this crummy island.
Let me remind you of something, pal. You're the one that had to do the extra work in the goddamn computer.
Schmuck! If it wasn't for me, you'd be fired 6 months ago. You don't even know how to work the contract.
Come on, Larry. Little brown nosing, little ass kissing, work our way up that corporate ladder. Why can't you be a lazy shit like I am?
They step away. Bernie sinks. They grab his arms.
Well,
okay.
Let's go. I'm sorry. Okay.
Polly runs to the stern.
Underwater! Somebody!
Hey, I'm sorry, but we're still gonna die.
Not as long as Bernie's with us.
Well, great. I hope the killer keeps that in mind. Larry, please tell me how we're gonna get off this island.
We got a boat.
What boat?
Lomax's boat. Tony brought the keys back, remember?
Right, okay. You go back to the house and get them. I'll stay here with Bernie.
I ain't going anywhere without Bernie. You go back, you get the keys, I'll stay with Bernie.
Okay, we'll all go back to the house. We'll all get the goddamn keys. We'll all stay with Bernie. Right?
Fine.
Arm up the back of Bernie's jacket. Richard grabs Bernie by the hair, lift his head, and stumble together to the beach house.
Okay, get the keys. Yeah. Anyway, hey, got it. Let's go.
Oh my God, Richard!
Oh my God.
A figure lurks outside the back window.
Get the door. Yeah, door.
They close the front doors.
Quietly. Lock it. I can't lock it. You need a key. All I got is a key.
Okay,
to the boat.
Just
okay. Right. Kitchen. No. There's no bridge. Back door. Okay, come on. Okay. Back door.
They scramble and collapse with Bernie. Richard unties his shoelace from Bernie and flees. Larry takes his sneaker off.
I got Bernie! You get the gun!
Richard grabs a log from the fireplace.
Get him, Rich!
Richard holds the log above his head by the front door. The plumber opens the door.
You in here, Lomax? You little bastard?
He bends over. Richard whiffs. He bends.
Kick me in the ass. It's my turn now.
Got him, Larry.
Larry lifts Bernie's head over the couch. Larry peeks over.
There's another one!
Larry ducks. Bernie drops. The gardener approaches. He opens a shear.
He's got a knife.
Richard holds a log behind the door.
Mr. Lomax! What the hell?
Richard clobbers him. He falls on top of the plumber.
You can come out now, Rambo. You sure, Rich?
He lifts Bernie's head.
Good job.
He tosses Bernie on the couch.
Two killers.
Hey, anybody could be the killer.
Jesus, we gotta get rid of them.
Yeah, let's shove them in the kitchen pantry.
They flip the gardener and plumber over on their back and drag them across the entryway to a closet.
I don't know why I have to carry the heavy guy, Richard.
Okay.
Got him? Yeah, get his legs.
Larry closes Richard in.
Hey,
On the boat dock, they drive with Bernie. A man jumps out of the cart's way.
There it is, stop!
They stop by the speedboat.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. On three, here we go. One, two, three.
Okay, got it. Let's go.
They carry Bernie into the boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, untie us.
Larry unties the boat from the dock.
Okay? Give me the keys, Rich.
You ever driven a boat before, Larry?
I was born on a boat.
Larry takes the keys. Richard ties Bernie by his hands to the back seat.
Okay. This is a fancy boat.
Larry pushes buttons.
Okay. All right. Push some.
I am, Richard.
Nothing's happening.
I know,
something
I know.
Else.
Something's happening.
I hear something.
Something's definitely happening here, huh?
The back hatch lifts Bernie.
Hold on.
Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I know it's here.
All right, just keep pressing those
buttons.
I'm pressing the buttons, Richard.
I know that, Richard.
Did you try the key?
Of course. Don't insult my intelligence.
Try the key again.
Fine.
See that?
Okay. Here we go.
Give it some gas now.
Giving it gas.
Ropes stretch from the dock to the boat.
Gas. Nothing's happening.
More gas.
Come on, a little more gas.
We aren't
moving. Why aren't we moving?
I don't know.
That's it.
You said you've done this before!
It's different than my boat.
The dock cleat breaks. Richard falls face to face with Bernie.
Yeah.
Don't panic! Stop the boat, Larry!
They speed toward a docked yacht.
Stop!
Hey! What are you doing?
A man and woman fall overboard. Larry reverses.
We got it.
What's going on?
That's illegal. What you're doing is illegal.
Yeah, you have a nice day now, okay.
Are you nuts?
Larry shifts the throttle forward. Richard falls out.
Hey! Larry! All right, Rich! Coming back! Coming round!
Mom, why is this happening to me?
Coming back! There we are!
Stop the boat! Idiot! Stop the boat!
Where are the brakes?
Boats don't have brakes, Captain.
You're kidding. How do they stop?
Throw the anchor.
Huh?
The anchor, throw it!
They're headed toward it.
Here we go.
Whatever you're doing, stop!
It lands on a boat deck table.
Sorry!
Richard captains the boat.
Oh, you broke my watch.
A boat catches air in their wake.
Mine still works.
You better put that thing back on the dead body.
Drive the boat, Richard.
Cops are gonna take our fat heads to jail. My God! Look at that! Ladies, how are you?
Hello, Betty!
God, just once I'd like a woman like that.
They wave at the boat, then turn. A large boat heads their way.
Turn the boat!
They miss by inches.
Watch a fisherman! Down the line!
The fishing boat tips over.
Watch the wake!
No!
Watch the wake, Richard!
They jump the wake. Bernie bounces in the backseat and rolls out of the boat. He ricochets on top of the water.
This is tougher than it looks!
You're doing very well, Richard.
Sorry I snapped at you.
No, it's okay.
I've never been chased by a killer before, you know?
No, it's all right. You're doing very well.
Why is everybody waving at us?
I'm popular.
I see.
It's Bernie! Going off again!
Bernie drags behind the boat. He jumps a ramp.
Oh, God.
What the hell are those things?
Those are obviously channel markers, Richard.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, wise ass, do you know what side I'm supposed to pass on?
That I don't know. Just stay close. What else can happen here?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Serpentine!
Is that close enough?
Bernie plows into a channel marker.
Do you hear something?
Uh-uh.
There it is again!
Yeah. I wonder what that is.
What is that?
Larry looks behind the boat.
Man overboard!
What?
Stop the boat!
on, Bernie!
He splashes through the water.
He's got nice form!
They step to the stern and pull Bernie in by the rope.
I don't know!
I'm trying to drive a boat.
Well, you're doing well.
You had maybe one job to do.
Well, let's not argue about it, Richard, please.
Jesus!
Let's not argue.
All right, bring me. You were the one who tied him up. Don't play.
They lift Bernie.
Oh, my God!
What?
You lost my sunglasses.
The speedboat rounds a sandbar. Bernie bobbles in the passenger seat next to Richard.
What are you doing?
I haven't got a clue.
I don't believe this.
What?
Where? We're out of gas.
Paddling in the Atlantic Ocean on a dead body.
Rich, I'm getting swimmer's ear.
This is now the perfect weekend. It started when I almost broke my leg, jumping on a moving ferry. I get to this beautiful beach and my host, sorry, he's dead.
Polly scrambles on the dock.
Listen, Hampton Island.
He approaches a water taxi.
Checkers. Excuse me, sir. Is this your launch? Come on. Let's go.
Polly jumps in the boat.
Come on.
Can you put a little snap in it, huh, fellas? Okay, Cappy.
All right.
Whoa. Hold on, you damn fool.
I fell down a lighthouse. I had a corpse wash up next to me on the shore. And then I find out that my dead boss, he's not only a thief, he wants to kill me.
They haul Bernie out of the water and stumble up the coastline. Gwen strolls nearby.
I almost drowned. The girl of my dreams now thinks I'm a raving lunatic.
You mean what's her name?
Gwen watches them.
And now we're going back to the house of death.
Great weekend, huh?
Great weekend.
They enter the beach house. Gwen foots up.
Just get here as fast as you can. Thanks, Ed. Police is on the way.
Okay, could we just lock ourselves in until they get here?
I hate it when he stares at me like that.
Okay. Let's go.
Richard puts sunglasses on Bernie.
Okay, put him in the bathroom. Here we go.
They drag him upstairs.
Bernie's picked up a little weight.
What do you expect? He's been soaking in the ocean for 2 hours.
Made a damn good float, though, huh?
Richard?
Gwen stands at the glass door.
Richard, are you in here? Richard?
Gwen!
It's Gwen!
Hi, Gwen!
Oh. You know, you've got to be the weirdest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, pretty weird.
You told me Bernie was dead, right? I just saw you with him. Now, what's your explanation this time?
Gwen! I don't mean to be rude when I say this, but get the hell out of here!
No, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's going on!
Listen to me! You're in a lot of danger here, so please leave unless you want to get shot and killed because the cops are going to come in a second!
Look, honey, Lomax is dead here. Somebody's trying to kill us. Can we stay at your house till the cops come or what?
Larry drags Bernie down the stairs.
It's just Bernie!
Larry lifts Bernie's head.
Gwen, listen to me. We didn't do this to him. Do we look like we could kill someone?
Listen, honey, have a drink, relax, you'll be fine.
Let me rephrase that. Do I look like I could kill someone?
The men bust out of the kitchen pantry.
Which one of you bastards?
Richard slams a bottle over the gardener. Larry breaks a bottle over the plumber.
I can explain.
Polly enters and looks at Bernie propped up on the stairs. He aims. Polly signs a cross over his chest.
Company.
Richard holds his arms up.
I didn't see anything. I was looking at my watch. I'm blind.
Larry waves his arms. Polly frowns and aims his pistol. Larry squeezes his eyes shut.
It's empty.
That's right. But this ain't.
He opens his jacket. A gun rests in a holster. They run to the back door.
Mr. What are you doing? We're friends of Bernie's. I hate Bernie's friends.
He shoots a stereo. They ascend a spiral staircase.
Come on, let's go. Your dad made you, little bastards.
Polly trips on the staircase. His gun fires.
Quinn, now I'm really mad. Richard, you take Gwen. You go hide. I'll go down here. Let him chase me. You try and call the cops, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What? That's it? No arguments? Where are we? I'll get you one by one. There's no place to hide.
Larry runs downstairs. He trips over Bernie. Bernie's leg rests on the railing. Larry hides below in a nook by the staircase.
I'm gonna die.
Polly descends the stairs. He cases the room and shoves Bernie's foot from the railing. It swings back and hits him in the balls. Polly opens his mouth, hobbles, and grabs crotch. Larry peeks over the nook, then ducks.
You kicked me, you bastard! Shit, out of bullets.
Larry grabs a telephone wire. Polly reloads his gun. Larry sneaks behind Polly and swings the wire over his head. Polly pushes the wire from his face and faces Larry. Polly swings his arm and misses. Larry ducks beneath his legs and wraps wire around Polly.
Sit down!
Larry trips Polly. Richard grabs a lamp and runs out.
Hang on, Larry! Come in! Come in!
Larry wraps Polly's legs with a telephone cord.
Get off!
Hang on, Larry!
I got him, Rich! I got him! Stand up! Fight like you have!
Larry puts up his fists. Polly bites at him.
Come on now! Watch this, Rich!
Larry slugs Polly. Polly's face falls on Bernie's bicep. Bernie's arm cradles his head.
All right, Larry!
Huh? Manos de Pietros, huh? Fists of steel!
Bernie? Bernie? Let go of me, Bernie. I always liked you, Bernie! Bernie!
By the pool, a photographer holds a camera.
I got it, thanks.
No, 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 come on. Just a little closer here.
He clasps the sheriff's hand.
Get the handshake in, okay? Wait a minute, I think I blinked. Did I blink? I think I blinked a second there.
He blinked.
Yeah, he blinked. I saw him.
Okay. Yeah, make sure he's wrapped up good. Good.
Come in here. Wait a minute.
Yeah, got him.
A coroner rolls Bernie out on a gurney. Sheriffs escort Polly out in a straitjacket.
Yeah. I tried to kill him. He's alive. Look at him. He's alive.
Yeah.
He's not dead. He's not dead. He's alive. Come on, he's alive.
Move it. Batman.
Richard and Gwen hold hands.
Well, now what?
Now I'm going to take a week off.
You're taking a vacation? The man who won't even take a coffee break?
Gwen just invited me to stay with her. What am I going to say?
You're kidding me. You invited him? You fool. That's fabulous. You deserve it, Richard. The company owes you.
Now, it's just a couple of days until Gwen leaves for school.
There's plenty of room if you want to stay there.
They sit in the sand.
Me? Oh, no, thanks. I'll just tough it out here at Bernie's. I hear the party Saturday night's better than Friday, actually.
An ambulance reverses and bumps the deck. The gurney rolls away. Girls approach the EMT.
Hey, what's going on? What's happened?
Well, did you hear Bernie Lomax got killed?
No!
Yeah, you know that party last night? Did you go to that party last night?
No.
Well, Lawrence, you done good. You done real good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I did okay, huh? Surprised myself. You did great, Rich.
The gurney speeds down the ramp and sticks in the sand. Bernie flies from it and plops behind them. He hunches over.
Oh, hi, Bernie! See you at the party tonight!
They wave at Tawny.
What did she say?
They look behind them.
Oh!
They run away. The little boy walks up with his shovel.
Hey, mister, can I bury you?
Bernie lies flat on his back. The kid scoops sand over him. Credits scroll. Larry Wilson, Andrew McCarthy. Richard Parker, Jonathan Silverman. Gwen Saunders, Catherine Mary Stewart. Bernie Lomax, Terry Kaiser. Polly, Don Caltha. Tawny, Eloise Brody. Marty, Gregory Salata. Vito, Louis Giambalvo. Supervising sound editor, Alan Split. Sound effects editors, John Verbeck. Robert Shoup. Production sound mixer, Walter S. Hoylman. Credits continue. Copyright 1989 Gladden Entertainment Corp., all rights reserved. A lion's head sits within a ring of film tape above a mask and laurel branches, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ars Gracia Artis, trademark.